River Calder is one of the worst in the country for sewage spills. Calderdale councillors have agreed to consider what they can do to tackle the River Calder as one of the worst in England for sewage spills. They agreed to widen the remit to look at all watercourses in the area to ensure the whole system is put under the microscope in a major review. The council's place scrutiny board was asked to take on the task by the full Calderdale council when the Calder was cited to be the second most polluted river in England. Councillors heard some of the worst spills in the Calder Valley are on tributaries River Ryburn and Black Brook, which runs through West Vale. Board chair, Councillor Sue Holdsworth, Lib Dem, Greetland and Stainland, said a wider remit could also take in canals and open water. Of the River Calder, she said, it's not one single waterway. She told councillors it rises in Heald, Lancashire, and while it does not flow through either Halifax or Huddersfield town centres, they're served by tributaries including Hebble Brook in Calderdale and the River Cone in Kirklees. Tributaries including River Ryburn and Hebden Water in Hebden Bridge swell it before it heads through Murfield, Dewsbury and Wakefield ahead of joining the River Aire at Castleford. Councillor Helen Brundell, Labour, Todmorden, said she had a spreadsheet of sewage spills in the Calder Valley. Within every single ward there are sewage spills. Some of the worst are on the River Ryburn and Black Brook, she said. Some of the worst ones in Calderdale are on those tributaries, so I would agree in terms of broadening the remit. Councillor Peter Hunt, Conservative Elland, said, it will be very interesting to show how ownership and responsibilities over these waterways have changed over the years and the impact of private ownership on some of these. It shines a light on responsibility and who is willing to take action. Organisations which will be asked to contribute, as well as the council, include Yorkshire Water, the Environment Agency, National Farmers Union, Calder Catchment Partnership, the Calderdale Rivers Trust, and Calder Future.